Hey guys, this is Contemplations in Nirvana, and your host, Nirvana Noquim Siligu. I just watched a very needed video from Amber Khan's page about humanity and how this illusion of separateness needs to be dissembled, needs to be broken by a few actions, a few getting over our fears and just kind of like knocking over and going to our neighbors. Excuse me, she was checking. She's based in the States and Denmark. So as you know, most of, I think, New York is quarantined, if I'm not mistaken, due to COVID. And I think that, you know, mashallah, we're gonna make it through as a collective. And it's so funny because there's this Amapiano song playing in the background at the barbecue place saying, "Umthando makhelwane, na 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 na," and it means love your neighbor. What a, like, how better, how fitting could this be right now to have been watching that video and then to make this podcast? I think that, you know, I've been contemplating a lot about safety and the people I have around me and how do I put this? And I'm trying to be palatable, but I don't think there's any other way to say this. How do I say this? God, how do I say this? You know, I'm pretty fucking tired of people, myself included in certain circumstances, completely ignoring how powerful they are. I'm pretty fucking tired of people assuming this idea of the majority wins. I think it's sickening because the majority wins comes with some pretty fucking toxic bullshit of enabling behaviors that not only are damaging to the individual but are damaging to the collective, including that person who's saying that fucking shit. I'm pretty tired of people enabling their boundaries being violated. I'm tired of it. And I know it's a sickness of sorts, but I'm so tired of people assuming that they don't have power. What is power? What is it? Because now it's starting to sound like power is this thing where you feel comfortable and you're away from harm and all you do is watch people get harmed and people kiss your ass all the time. Well, no, that's not power. Being just a few blocks away from a shootout and being like, ooh, at least it's not me, that's not power. That's weakness. And I'm saying this because I'm growing more frustrated. I'm growing more frustrated in our friend groups, in our social settings, in our workspaces, when we're just kind of enabling these microaggressions, these violences towards each other, towards our planet, towards the world, towards our spaces to continue on a daily basis. And we're like, oh, well, it's not happening to me today, so I'm not going to do anything. Well, fuck that shit, because that's the weakest thing that you could ever say and ever do. That's the most demeaning thing you can say about yourself. You saying, oh, it's not happening to me, is the most demeaning thing you could say about yourself. Like Amber said, the line between you and me is pretty fucking blurred. It's pretty blurred. So I don't get men being afraid of men, of calling out men. You know something? I don't get women being afraid of calling out women. I don't get it. Or let me say, I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it. I get it. I can understand and empathize with why that may be, but I don't want to get that we're allowing weakness to take the forefront. I don't want to get that we're allowing weakness to drive and us be at the backseat when we're well equipped. We're the ones with the license. We're the ones with the driver's license, the knowledge to drive that car. And yet we're allowing someone who bought their fucking license from God knows where to drive that driver's seat within ourselves. We're allowing weakness and fear to drive that driver's seat. Instead of saying, don't fucking do that. Why are you doing that? Why are you touching her like that? Is she comfortable? Now we're just like, oh, you know, I'm fine. Or we lie about our uncomfortabilities. We enable. It's like, oh, no, I have to be nice. I have to diffuse the situation. You diffusing situations that are wrong, where people are being violated for this pseudo idea of safety, is fucking toxic. And you're part of the problem. Yeah. And this applies to so many things. This applies to so many things. It's so crazy because, and I have to call myself out on this, and I'm like, Now people get to feel how black people felt for a while. Oh, Nirvana. Oh, really? Really? Like my ethnicity is the only one that's been through stuff. Like I'm not, also on top of that, like I'm not a human. But at the same time, yeah. Now can we, this thing that we call Ubuntu, can we actually do that thing as humans? Ubuntu, humaneness. Can we humane now? Can that be a standard? Is that okay? Is that okay? Can we actually humane? Can we be open, honest, and frank and humble? And when there's something wrong, we go and we try to fix it together? Something really important happened today. Something really important happened today. I was walking and I have a feeling that God did. So I had plans to go to the bank today, and I had to go take out money to take taxis to go to the bank. And so I am walking up the street, and I usually get really fucking anxious around Mabuneng because there's usually a lot of drunk people and a lot of drunk men, and sometimes just that imposing behavior overweighs how peaceful people can be. It's like a lot. Sometimes it's too much, and people are usually inebriated because there's so many drinking spaces around. And so I'm walking past or through like four guys on either side of the pavement, and one of them sitting on the floor, and he's like, viga viga viga, block block block. And the other guy is like, block for what, bro? Svigelan. And I was like, I needed that to happen to me today. Like, why you gotta block her way? I needed to hear that there's another man. There are other people calling out other people on toxic behaviors. I needed to hear that. And I needed it to be men. Because y'all know my experiences and how I feel about our society right now in South Africa, in the world. And y'all know how I feel about women's experiences point blank. So I'm gonna wrap this up by saying that, you know, just like the time just like the period of Uyinene's death, May she rest in peace. And the many other women. Just like that period of Am I Next, when a man murdered, when men murdered women, when a couple men, a significant amount of men murdered a significant amount of women, when humans murdered humans. Violated humans. Just like that period last year when we had this collective anger and energy and felt the safety to be like, no, fuck no, this is what happened, and to validate each other. Can we continue that? Let it not be just a phase. Our humaneness, our ability to create and coexist with each other in peace and in safety and in health, that's not a fucking trend that comes and goes. It's something valuable that needs to stay, that needs to be cultivated. It needs to stay. It needs to be cultivated. It needs to be watered. It needs to be grown. We need to grow in that. We need to weed out that plastic, that weed in that soil, and keep it clean and keep it moist so we can grow in that. What are we growing in right now? What soil are we creating for ourselves? On the real, I'm asking you this right now. Like, what's stopping you from saying, don't do that shit? Like, why are you doing that, bro? Don't do that shit. What's stopping you from being like, sis, let's get the fuck out of here? No, this isn't cool. You enabling this behavior isn't cool. Let's get the fuck out of here. What's stopping you from being like, don't touch her like that? What's stopping you from being like, don't be touching him like that? Don't be touching him like that. What's stopping you from being like, that kid doesn't feel like it? And what's stopping you from being that person that leaves people be in peace and acknowledges their presence? I see you, Ngyakbon, Asalbon. Hello, how are you? Good to see you. Why are we so offended by people's need for safety? Oh, you don't want to touch me. Oh, you don't want to hug me. Oh, ooh. 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 Yeah, well, I mean, like, I don't want to hug you because you're about to violate me in that thing you blanket and call a hug. What you think is a hug is actually a violation of my space and my peace and my sanity. If you weren't in the vibration, in the thought processes, in the actions that you're investing in right now, I might just hug you if I wanted to. If my spirit needed to, I can acknowledge your presence in peace and safety and in love without the need of physical interaction where I may be violated and you may be violated. And then it's awkward because that emotional IQ isn't there. Isn't mutual. Okay. I love you guys. I hope this inspired in you the will to acknowledge your humanity and to honor it, and to acknowledge the humanity of those around you and to honor it, and to take care of yourself and extend that care to others. The more we take care of ourselves, the more we're equipped to take care of others. Yeah, and let's be open to learning how to take care of ourselves anew. I love you. I'll see you soon. Or I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.